Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the great
International Tart Talking Podcast, is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, Castbox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her, bitch.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about, here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Bitch, I work 7 days a week. I don't have step shit cause I play for keeps. And when I step to the plate, it's a major leap. You feeling froggy, bitch? Ha, made you leap. When I touch down, the crowd goes wild. You walk in, they don't make a peep. Last night, RuPaul was in my dreams. And what did she say to me? She said to work, so I did. And that's why these old hoes hating on the kid. And that's why the fun girls bumping my shit. Bad bitches shaking ass on the ceiling, no kid. I told them work, clock in. Cause this right here is when the shift begins. Blow a little kiss, hit a wink and a spin. Cause them hoes can never fuck with you again. You bitches, if they are in the way. To be honest, I just wanna party today, but of course they throwing shade, cause the stars are on their face. That's B to the A to the B to the Y. Please, every day I'ma be hella fly. We all born naked and the rest is drag. So I guess that means I'll be a queen till I die. Thank the royalty before me, RuPaul and Marsha P. I talk my shit like Ma Rainey, and I dance to the beat like Alvin Ailey. I'm a real bitch, they can't take me. I feel like Miss Major, Griffin, Gracie. Crop top, see through to show my pasties. Nice, we can't get back, don't waste these. I'm wasted and we ho, looking for a free code. And if I find one, I'ma call her Nemo. The way I'm killing shit, it should be illegal. Oh, I guess that's what they mad at me for.
I know why. Begins. Blow a little kiss, hit a wink and a spin, cause that let me know now, shorty. Let me know now if you're okay. Gotta let me know now, shorty. For you to miss me like that. Said you know me, I know you, and it don't gotta be like that. 'Cause you don't know nobody else that's gonna come through and see like that. And make sure you okay. Baby, are you okay? Let me know now if you're okay. Text, call if you're okay. Kiss it all away, make it okay.
Episode of Talk with Turk. I want to thank you guys for continuing to tune in to my show. I'm very grateful for all of you guys. I just have to give a shout out to all of you guys. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for sticking in there with me and just being an amazing audience. Like, I can't describe the feeling that I have most days when I get up here to record and just look at my episodes and look how far we've come as a brand, you guys. Like, it's because of you guys. We charted in over 60 countries. We're continuing to get celebrity interviews, and I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for every opportunity that comes my way. We are now a brand ambassador for Fashion Nova. And we have a few more that I will mention later on, not today, but later on, you guys, I will reveal some more brands that I have become a brand ambassador for, and I'm very grateful. And I'm building more connections, and I'm getting myself out there. And guess what, you guys? For season 6, there's going to be video production, full video production, and I mean professional quality, because y'all know when Turk Bitch do it, he gonna give you quality every single time. I'm gonna eat it right on up, and I'm not lying to you, okay? So I'm just excited for the ride, you guys. I have been like I said, developing some relationships inside the industry, outside of the industry, to continue to keep this thing going. And I want to talk about my Xscape and SWV concert experience. I went to the Queens of R&B tour. I had meet and greets for Xscape, and I already met SWV at the last tour that they did, but this time I wanted to meet Xscape, and it was an amazing experience, you guys. I got to sing for Candy and Tamika. Tiny wasn't there because she was sick. Well, she wasn't sick, she just didn't want to get sick. She was coming down with something, and so just to keep her safe and just for safety precautions, which I understood, she didn't come to the meet and greet. But I did get to build a connection with Candy the Burris. She followed me, and I'm grateful for that. And I might have some things up the pipeline, because her group Siren, they're amazing. So Siren, if you want to come on this show, just make sure that you guys come up here and showcase your talent. I was front row in it all red. Y'all kept pointing at me. I have footage. Y'all are amazing. Y'all have voices. The vocals are there. The performance is there. So Candy put time into this group, you guys. Go and check their music out. They're called Siren. And I don't want to spell it wrong. So let me make sure that I spell it right so that you guys can find them. I think this is it right here. Siren. So P-S-I-R-Y-N. Siren Music on Instagram. Make sure you guys check them out because they are up and coming as a girl group.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match. Like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services. The number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
And a music group, so I'm excited for that. But like I said, the concert was amazing, you guys. Like, 702 did amazing. I know, rest in peace to Irish. She was not there, of course, because she passed away last year. But the other two held their own. They held their own. Total, even though Pam wasn't there, they held their own. Amazing performers. J. Michael, amazing performer. His mother is Coco. So what do y'all expect? He was not going to come out there half-assed. You could tell he put in the work, and he's an amazing artist. He's LGBTQ plus community as well, and we have to uplift one another and showcase our support. So shout out to J. Michael as well. Maya, if anybody who knows me, growing up, they always told me that I sounded like Maya. I don't know if it was a joke or if they were serious, but that's why I fell in love with her. I fell in love with Maya. She's definitely one of the people in the industry that are slept on sometimes, and there's no need to sleep on Maya. She's still out here performing, and she performed at this concert, you guys. So shout out to Maya. I love her so much. She's amazing. Her spirit, you can tell her spirit is amazing. She's fun, and her vocals were on point. So anybody who says Maya can't sing, they're a freaking liar, okay? So there's that. Now, Escape and SWV, they came out and took turns, but I believe they all came out together in the beginning and stood there to Who Run the World Girls by Beyonce. And then after the song was over, they all proceeded to go backstage, and then the first group came out. SWV came out first this time in Raleigh. And so they opened up the show. It was amazing. SWV never misses. Never misses. Escape never misses. They were amazing. And we know Tasha is not on the tour with them right now. But Tamika, she showed up and showed out. Because what one sister won't do, the other one will. And Tamika, she has always kind of been in the back sometimes when it comes to the group. Like, you never really got to hear about her as much as you did her sister. And I love that this tour is showcasing that she has as much power and as much vocal ability as her sister, LaTosha, does. Candy, she hit every motherfucking note on the tour this night. So for all the people who was out there trying to clown Candy and her, what's to know? She definitely hit them out the park tonight, okay? And she let y'all girls know. And when she did, the whole crowd went ballistic. Tiny, vocals always on point. It seems like she never misses that soprano note she always holds. Like, she always holds the higher note. She be singing. Those runs that she be hitting sometimes are intricate. Like, I love when she runs sometimes. Like, it's very 90s. I love the 90s runs. And y'all know me, I'm a 90s kid down. I love 90s music, love 90s R&B, 90s hip hop. Like, I love it. It's just so nostalgic to me. And I wish that I was a little bit older in the 90s to really experience the love of 90s music, but I still can experience it now in my day and age. And I miss that type of music. That type of music is amazing. And whoever said it's not, they lied, okay? So shout out to all the 90s girls groups that are out here doing their thing, inspiring the new girls to get out here and do their thing as well. not even just the new girls, but artists in general, artists period, because without you guys, there would be none of them. So, and I love that SWV and Escape came together and sung gospel, sung some of their songs together. It was just such a great experience, and to see them from being on TV and fussing and fighting to now being able to get along, come together, put together an epic girl tour, I love it. Plus J. Michael, but he's one of the girls. What's up, girl? But it was amazing. And I just wanted to start out with that. Our show is still doing amazing. I have so much in the works for you guys. I told y'all. And this is just the introduction segment. Of course, I'm going to come back with a little bit more tea for you guys today, because I know y'all want that hot and fresh tea. But thank you guys for staying around, tuning in. Let's continue to stream these numbers, get them up. The YouTube is getting started and getting geared up. So you guys, we are going to take off of season 6. Season 5 is such a hit. It's such a success. We're coming for our 100th episode. And after that 100th episode, season 5 is over. Season 6 will come back with a new branding, new everything, new look, refreshing everything, okay? And I'm going to keep you guys on your toes. I'm going to keep you guys engaged. I'm going to keep you guys loving what we bring to this show. And of course, I'm going to always play that underground music, that indie music, and the mixtape songs and live performances for you guys, because we're able to do that. And I want to just keep you guys engaged and just be able to rock out and flow, you know, like Toni Braxton said, let it flow. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get back into some music real quick, and then we're going to talk about some hot topics. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
Almost made you love me, almost made you cry, almost made you happy, baby. Didn't I? You almost had me thinking you were turned around, but everybody knows almost doesn't count. Almost heard you saying you were finally free. What was always missing for you, babe, you found it in me. But you can't get to ever have off the ground, 'cause everybody knows almost doesn't count. Can't keep on loving you one foot outside the door. I hear a funny hesitation of a heart that's never real. Can't keep on trying if you're looking for more than all that I could give you, than what you came here for. Gonna find me somebody, not afraid to let go. Wanna know down, be that kind of man you can't reverse. 'Cause every time you build me up, you only let me down. You come running, my babe, from the world. Almost convince me you're gonna stick around. Everybody knows, yeah. Almost don't count. Oh, no. Can't keep on loving you one foot outside the door. I hear a funny hesitation of a heart that's never. Can't keep on trying if you're looking for more than all that I can give you. What you came here for. So maybe I'll be here, maybe I'll see you around. that's the way it goes, almost doesn't count. So maybe I'll be here, maybe I'll see you around. That's the way it goes, almost doesn't count. So maybe I'll be here, maybe I'll see you around. That's the way it goes.
Welcome back. We are back for the tea. Y'all already know I'm going to go ahead and deliver it to you guys today. We got so much that's on the agenda for today. Well, we don't really have much. We have a few things that I'm going to talk about that I just wanted to speak about. Little things that's been going on in, you know, TV world, celebrity world, and so much more. So much more. So many things that I know everybody wants to talk about and stay on top of and always give their commentary and give their opinions on. But guess what? You can come here, you can listen, you can and have your own opinion and say what you want to say. Go look up the videos because I'm going to tell you where to find them, how to find them, what you're looking at, what you need to look at, and so much more. Y'all already know what I'm going to do for y'all. So let's get right into it. So reports have said that Nelly and Ashanti has had their baby. So I want to congratulate Ashanti on everything that she has accomplished in her career and so much more. And now everything is coming back around for her twofold. It's like everything is falling in line for her. It's divine intervention. And I say this all the time because I believe in it. And if you don't believe in it, then I mean, that's on you. I can't tell you what not to believe in. But if you believe that things will happen when you want them to happen, and that you know that there's a greater good and a greater cause, and that you have something to offer to the table, then just do that. Be you. You know what I'm saying? Live authentically and be you. Okay? So, shout out to Ashanti and Nelly, and I wish them so much more. Many more years together in love, happiness, and them building their family. And I'm wishing them nothing but success, because these are two artists that we have seen before in our day and time, especially if you're a millennial like me. We grew up with these people, watching them on TV, and they were around our age, and they were out here doing their thing, and now they're all grown up and having...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Families finding love, and it's just amazing to watch sometimes. So a lot of people don't be happy for people's love and all of that stuff, because I experienced that. Me and Babe experienced that together, because it's my fiance. A lot of people might not love him, a lot of people might not think he's right for me or think I'm right for him, but that's okay, because everybody has their opinion. But guess what, as long as you and that person know that y'all are made for each other and right for each other, and that y'all are happy, and that y'all together at night, sleeping together at night, y'all know each other at all times, like, that's true love. Like, and y'all have amazing sex. Because my end gets it down. Every time I post a pic, make an ex mad and bitter. Period. Y'all already know I'm gonna bring y'all some kookiness and some craziness, but I'm just playing. But I'm not. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic. Kamala Harris became the new Democratic presidential nominee. And in 24 hours, 81 million donations were raised. And it went over 100 million as of now. I don't know the exact number, but guess what? This is what the people were believing in. This is what the people wanted to believe in all along. And I'm glad that Biden did decide to take a step down, whether it was forced or whether it was voluntarily from himself. You know what I'm saying? So I really love the fact that Kamala is getting so much support, and she already has an agenda. She's already building a team. And I think that that's amazing, because we need change and we need someone that the people can believe in, because the Black community was not about to go out and vote. And now that we see that Kamala is the new presidential nominee, Black people have changed their mind about voting a lot. And I want people of color to know that if you don't go out and vote this time, you are making a major mistake. On my last episode on my last episode, I talked about Project 2025, all that it entails, and the damage that it can do to us as a society and to the American people. I wanted that to be a wake-up call, because they're not just trying to take away women's rights. They're trying to take away LGBTQ plus rights, drag rights. And what do you think is going to be next, you guys? People of color, what do you think is going to be next? You. So make sure you wake up, get up, go out there, vote. Make sure that you inspire others and encourage others to get out there and register to vote. Because we have a job to do, and we have things that we have to take care of if we want to continue to succeed as a nation and as a culture and live peacefully in society. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Now tonight, Biden is also addressing the nation tonight. So you can also check that out everywhere. It's going to be on Fox News. It's going to be on CNN. Y'all already know everywhere you turn is going to be. Probably BET will even stream it, because they usually do when the president goes live. I like to say when the president goes live, not address the nation. But Y'all know what I'm talking about. So make sure that we get up and vote, you guys. I just had to make sure that I reiterate the importance of the black vote, and especially people of color, okay? Because it not affects just black people, us the most, but it affects all of us, people of color. And we have to be aware, be knowledgeable, and get out there, spread the news, and vote, and make a difference, okay? So, I'm gonna leave y'all with that. Now, next, let's talk about this Nicki versus Cardi certifications thing, because they're saying that Cardi B surpassed Nicki Minaj as the best-selling female rapper in RIAA history. Now, if y'all are gullible to believe some things like that, we're not gonna spread fake news. The work that Nicki has put in, and if so, Cardi, if she did, in fact, surpass Nicki Minaj, do y'all not think Nicki has not updated her plaques and she's still the best-selling female rapper of all time? Like, if Nicki wanted to update her plaques, she will become again. I mean, but she's already the best-selling female rapper. There's no way you can take that from her. The things she's done, she's the highest paid female rapper of all time. She's the richest female rapper of all time. And they're always just trying to stick Cardi's name to Nicki Minaj's name or every accolade that Nicki Minaj has. And it's very sad at this point. And not to mention, Cardi has had payola. And if she did surpass Nicki with all those certifications, does her money match up with those certifications? Did she get any money from that? Because she was on a 360 deal. Let's not forget that, okay? But y'all be so quick to skip over the facts and the truth. And y'all know now social media is going to let you add context to these publications that y'all are reposting that are false. And y'all are going to look like the dummy because you shared them trying to be spiteful and trying to be funny. And it's not true, okay? So Nicki Minaj is still the best-selling female rapper of all time. And that's just what that's going to be. Now, Cardi has had payola, and she's had ghostwriters. She had so much money put into her as a machine. She is one of those machines. She's a part of those machines that tried to take down Nicki Minaj. She's done so many things in the industry that are disgusting, especially to people of color, but they keep supporting her. And she's called black people roaches, monkeys. She sent people to beat up two black strippers in a club where they make their money to support and feed their children, and went in a lawsuit with them and thought you were gonna win, you know? And it's like sad that she is this type of person, but y'all always try to say that Nicki is this type of person, when Nicki has in fact put more people on than you guys have ever expected. And she's done so much more for her culture than you guys give her credit for and respect her on. And if you don't realize some of those things and you're so quick to judge her and say Cardi is the best, Cardi is so real, so real. Just because you real don't make you right. Ooh! I had to give myself bombs on that, okay? So let's just remember these things when you're sharing them on social media. Don't look like an asshole. Don't look stupid. Don't look like you're delusional and dumb, like you don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, moving on. More female rap beef, whatever you want to call it. You have JT versus the industry at this point. JT just put out her project, which is doing much better than Megan's project, by the way, and it's much more of quality, different sounds. She explored, and she just was herself, and she was real, and she wasn't up there trying to prove a point to nobody. She was just up there doing what she loved, making good music, and she had a theme for her album. She didn't change her album so many times, and her album theme so many times like Megan did. I mean, she was a butterfly, she was a horse, she was a snake. I mean, she was everything of the sort, but the hottie that she is, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying here is JT has the skill. She has the drive, the ambition, and this mixtape proves it. And so many people wants to come after her now and start this hate train after her, because we know she is cool with Nicki Minaj, and anybody that's cool with Nicki Minaj, the general public usually goes against. And especially if they were supporting her first, they were supporting JT in the beginning, and her, JT just gave her loyalty and showed love to Nikki. Everything changed after that. The general public did not like that, and now they turned on her. And even people in the industry are trying to turn on her now. Like, Saucy just put out a diss song towards JT, which was, I feel like, why are you trying to have beef with a female in the industry? You need to be beefing with these other girls that are coming for you, these other gays. Candy, the Candy rapper. You need to come for him. You also need to come for, I think his original name is J. Will. I don't know if that's his name, but he goes by the persona Candy, and him and Saucy had beef for a period of time. You need to come at Zell Swag, Saucy, for making you look stupid on TV. Y'all both made each other look stupid on TV. You also need to come for Lil Nas. I mean, you felt like you were the number one gay rapper for a period of time. Why don't you come for Lil Nas' spot? You know, like, why are you coming for JT? And it seems like Miami hasn't been supporting JT that much. Like, I didn't see her post much about JT's project. Cardi has been throwing her shots back and forth about JT on her remixes and tracks and stuff like that. We don't pay it attention. Nobody really cares. And that's why the media doesn't post about it, because they don't care. They know that the music is trash. They know that they're not going to get another album from that girl. So why even bother? Let's talk about Sukiyana. Sukiyana, all of a sudden, decided to come after JT as well. You know, like, she felt touched, and she decided to come after her. And it's like, why is everybody trying to come after this girl when she's just trying to put out music, something that y'all should be doing? Let's speak on it, and I'll leave it at just that. Let's move on. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta just came out, and let me say, a very, very solid first episode. The drama was there. I was loving it. Spice is putting together a Love & Hip Hop album, which she talked about on this first episode. Then there was drama between Carly Rae, of course, and Bambi about a birthday party, and Yandy spoke about her life and everything she had going on with her husband. You know, she tried to give her sister one of her eggs last year, and now her marriage is in jeopardy. And then you have Rashida and Kirk still in love with his one earring, like K. Michelle said. Rashida got bags. Your man is a girl. That was so funny. I love K. Michelle. I miss you, KK. I can't wait to see you soon on your next tour. Like, I'm going to be up in the building. You already know. We're going to see each other. But, yeah, Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta. Very solid first episode. And now we're seeing things play out in the blogs. I don't know if it's for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta promo between Chaotic and Scrappy. They have beef going on right now online. You can catch it on Mad TV, on YouTube. Non-Mag TV, I'm sorry. Excuse me. And so many more blogs. They have been posting the back and forth videos. It's about, I guess, Chaotic having his own YouTube channel, being a content creator, Scrappy not really being with that type of life, social media lifestyle. But you've been supporting Love & Hip Hop all your life. So social media is your thing. You make your money from social media, primarily, and TV. So why is it a big thing about Chaotic? I guess Chaotic took him off his YouTube channel, and he felt some type of way, and he felt touched. And now Scrappy is going in, calling him sassy and all of this, that, and the third. But what Chaotic did was very respectful on his live. He still gave him his flowers. He showed love to his brother. He still called him his brother. He showed love to his family, his career. And then at the end of that live, he prayed for his enemy. He prayed for Scrappy. Even though Scrappy wanted to say he'll put the paws on him and all that, like, Chaotic still prayed for him, because he still prayed for the relationship, the friendship, and he felt bad about how it went. And at this point, Scrappy, you're making it seem like you were in love with Chaotic at this point, calling him sassy. I mean, you were still hanging around him. If he was so sassy, you wouldn't be around him. You wouldn't have been around him if you felt this way. So I just feel like you're just mad and you're just hurt about something. And instead of talking, you went to social media about it. And now it has turned into a whole big thing. And speaking of whole big thing, y'all remember when Amber Rose and Jocelyn was on Celebrity College Hill last season? And they did not show that fight. Well, guess what? The fight is out. And guess who won that fight? Amber Rose. Amber Rose, even though Jocelyn had all the mouth and they made it seem like Jocelyn won, and beat Amber Rose's ass up. The footage is released. It's been on TMZ. It's been released by TMZ. They've had it everywhere. It's all over the blogs. If you type it in, you will find it. I don't have to show you how to get to it. It's there now, you guys. It's everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Okay? So just type it in the blogs and you will find it. Basketball Wives. We just saw the second episode of Basketball Wives this past Monday, and they're still talking about the Jackie drama, the Jackie being a prostitute, the Jackie not being a good friend, and Brooke is still hurt and still traumatized over the things Jackie have said about, I guess, while she was grieving her daughter. I guess she went on interviews and saying different things about Brooke, and it kind of just hurt her feelings. And now it's caused division amongst the women about, should we still invite Jackie? And Brandy is still trying to invite Jackie because she's still a part of the group. And the rest of the group is like, nah, girl. And that caused Evelyn and Brandy to have a dispute and a spat on the last episode. Jen is still out here trying to make sure that her marriage works and they get this marriage off the ground and get the ceremony off the ground, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for her. Brandy and Jennifer has been bringing the looks on this season, and I just want to commend them because they've been eating their confessional looks and their looks in the scenes. Their makeup, hair, everything just seems to be perfect, and they've seemed to come back refreshed and ready to start new. And I'm loving the new branding of the reality TV lately. They still keep the OGs and making it a fresh storyline. I mean, even though it's still about Jackie, it's always been about Jackie. It's always been about how bad of a person Jackie is to these girls. I mean, that's their storyline primarily. So Jackie is the one, if you want to be honest. She's the one. Y'all need Jackie on that show to make it survive. And y'all keep making it known. Every episode, y'all talk about Jackie. And she's still, Jackie has not made another appearance yet. She made one on the first episode when all the girls got together to have a conversation. Brooke still wasn't a part of that conversation. But the rest of the girls were there with her, and it didn't go well. But we haven't seen Jackie since. So I'm ready to see how that plays out and ready to see what goes from there. But you guys, that's all that I have for you guys today. I told you I was going to bring you some medium-sized tea today. Next time, we'll get into the large size, okay? Or the huge size. We'll get into some more tea. So make sure that you come back, stay tuned, stay abreast of all the things that I have going on my social medias. Make sure you follow me everywhere because I have so many things coming down the pipeline, and I'm really so excited for that. And because of you guys, you have made that possible, and you keep continuing to keep me on the charts and keep us slaying and keep us heard, because that's what we want ultimately, is to be heard. So thank you guys. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
I jumped in the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. And I'll be your backseat, baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Making waves on the wind with my empty hand, my other hand on you.
Been a while since I haven't tried to pull away, but it's time for something new.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I
don't know what you're doing tonight, but I,
I'll be your shotgun ride. Till the day I die. I know we're jumping the gun and we're both still young, but one day we won't be.
I'd go wherever you take me, it seems kinda crazy.
Whoa. I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. We're getting passing by. Oh, 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 oh. Till the day I die.
Till the day I die.
Till the day I die.
Turk, bitch, underscore, gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm hmm. Yeah.
Talk with
Turk,
Mr. Sandman, ooh, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Call it out. Stop. In the name of love, before you break my heart, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Creole lady mama love. You get the best.
Trying to take my man, see, I don't need that.
Say my name, say my name. You acting kinda shady. Been calling me baby. Better say my name.
I will call you and say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same.
I know you're saying that it ain't no doomsday. Something's going down, that's the way it seems. Shouldn't be no reason why you're acting strange. Nobody's holding you back from me.
Keep on surviving.
Tell you need to loosen up my buttons, babe, but you keep fronting. I tried every remedy, but nothing seems to work for me.
Yes.